You're listening to SBS News.
After waiting since December, American country music icon Dolly Parton says she's happy to finally receive the Moderna coronavirus vaccine.
It didn't hurt. Just stung a little bit, but that was from the alcohol pad, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. All right.
Should we put a...
And I know, mess up my beauty mark?
Okay.
I'm joking. You do what you gotta do. I don't want blood on my clothes. Hey, I did it. I did it.
To celebrate, she sang a new rendition of a 1973 hit, Jolene.
Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine. I think we all want to get back to normal, whatever that is. So I just want to say to all of you cowards out there, don't be such a chicken squat. Get out there and get shot.
The 75-year-old donated $1.3 million Australian dollars to Vanderbilt University to help develop the Moderna vaccine. 80-year-old Brazilian football great Pelé has also received the coronavirus vaccine. On social media, he posted a photo of himself wearing a mask and giving a thumbs up while he received his shot. He's issued a statement urging others to stay vigilant against the threat of the virus.
Today was an unforgettable day. I received the vaccine. The pandemic is not over. We must remain disciplined to save lives because many people have not yet been vaccinated. The pandemic will pass if we think of each other and help each other.
Brazil's biggest state, Sao Paulo, has declared a partial lockdown for 2 weeks, ordering non-essential businesses to close. The country has the world's second highest overall number of coronavirus deaths at 255,000. For the second day in a row, Brazil registered a record number of deaths from COVID-19, with 1,910 lives lost to the pandemic in the latest 24-hour period. Meanwhile, Chile is celebrating a milestone marking 1 month into its mass vaccination campaign. 18% of the population, which is more than 3.5 million people, have now received at least one dose, and over 61,000 people have had both doses. Health Minister Enrique Paris says the government moved quickly to buy vaccine stock and relied on the country's long history of mass immunisation campaigns dating back to the 1950s.
We're leaders in vaccination in Latin America and in third place in the world in giving vaccine doses per 100 people in the population.
10 million doses were ordered from US firm Pfizer, a similar number from China's Sinovac, and the rest from AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson and the UN-backed COVAX program. 4 dozen countries have either received or ordered at least one of the 3 Chinese-developed COVID-19 vaccines, the latest being Montenegro. Health Minister Helena Bojovic thanked China for the delivery of 30,000 doses of the Chinese Sinopharm vaccine. A spokeswoman for China's Foreign Affairs Ministry, Hua Chunying, says there are no ulterior motives behind China's decision to pledge roughly 500 million doses of its vaccines to countries around the globe.
We believe that all countries should work together to resist vaccine nationalism and promote the impartial and reasonable distribution of vaccines, especially distribution among developing countries.
Meanwhile, in the Indian Ocean island nation of Seychelles, leaders say they're aiming to achieve population-wide immunity this month. The country was one of the world's first to start its mass vaccination program in January. Seychelles President Wavao Ramkalawan says at the end of February, about 44% of those vaccinated have received their second shot.
The one thing which I think our country has really got right is the vaccination program. And we are hoping to achieve herd immunity mid-March, when we will have vaccinated 70,000 of our people. 70,000, in fact, represents 70%, because our population is 100,000. We launched the vaccination program in January, and now we are over 44% of those who have received the second dose of the Chinese vaccine, the Sinopharm. Whilst on the other hand, we are also giving Covishield.
Sudan has become the first country in the Middle East and North Africa region to receive coronavirus vaccines through the United Nations-led COVAX initiative. The country of 43 million people has reported more than 28,500 cases, including 1,895 deaths. Health Minister Omar Ahmed Al-Najib says the first delivery of more than 800,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine has arrived in the capital, Khartoum, and will soon be used to vaccinate healthcare workers and elderly people.
The vaccines that have been delivered will be enough for a big part of those working in the health professions. Because they're more susceptible to being infected, they will get vaccines first. The vaccine will be free for all citizens. More shipments will be arriving soon.
Mali, Senegal, Malawi and Uganda are set to receive their first vaccine delivery this week as part of the COVAX initiative. The program was formed to ensure fair access to vaccines by low- and middle-income countries, but it has been hampered by the severely limited global supply of doses and logistical problems. Dr. Carissa Etienne from the Pan American Health Organization says many challenges need to be overcome.
There are simply not enough vaccines to go around right now, and the limited amounts that are available are not being distributed equitably. Wealthy countries are rolling out vaccines, while many nations have yet to receive a single dose. This disparity harms our principles of solidarity, but more than that, it is a self-defeating strategy.
The COVAX initiative aims to deliver just under 2 billion vaccines to around 190 countries and territories. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.